Afia Siddiqui is a Pakistani national with a PhD from an American university. The US government accuses her of belonging to Al-Qaeda and says she attempted to kill members of the military in Afghanistan while being held unsecured inside a police station. They say she was behind a curtain when a group of US personnel walked in. One of the men left his gun on the ground, and Ms. Siddiqui is accused of quietly dragging it behind the curtain before opening fire. She missed, but was shot and injured in response.
They put a gun down by their foot, and they don't realize when the gun is not there. Do you believe that? Do you believe that?
When Siddiqui was arrested by Afghan police, she was supposedly found to have documents on bomb making, pictures of landmark US buildings, including some in New York, and files containing liquid and gel substances. Siddiqui's lawyers have moved to have the case against her dropped on the grounds they say it's patently ridiculous. How could a frail 90-pound woman lift the gun anyway? And they say didn't anyone in the room notice the weapon being dragged along the floor under the curtain? But the judge ruled there is enough evidence for a preliminary hearing, which will take place next week. In Pakistan, Ms. Siddiqui's family are outraged at her extradition. They claim she's been secretly detained by U.S. authorities for years at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, where they allege she was raped and tortured.
I have decided to break my silence and to speak to you today. And I have decided to break that silence in order to urge you to remember these very few points, that it is always believed that one is innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around.
Human rights groups in Pakistan say the Siddiqui case is just the tip of the iceberg.
It is not only the case of Afia Siddiqui. It is the case of more than 500 missing persons. If the State Department could make a false denial about Afia Siddiqui, and if the President of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf, in his book In the Line of Fire, admits that he has been selling the bodies of the Pakistani citizens to the FBI and US State Department, and despite that, we don't know the whereabouts of our Pakistanis. Sir, it's a very serious issue.
The Pakistani embassy in Washington has asked the US for consular access to Afia Siddiqui, as the case raises more questions than answers, not least of all why a Pakistani national is on trial in New York for a crime committed in an Afghan police station. John Terrett, Al Jazeera, New York.